Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Welcome to the Ready Church Contending for the Faith broadcast, and I am your guest host. Yes, your guest host. I do not know La Gente, and I'm filling in for our regular host who is recuperating. Praise God for her. And we're just going to have a discussion today about the Church of God of Christ, also known as Kojic, which is pretty much a New Age term that derived a long time. But we're going to be talking about the Church of God in Christ, and we have a special guest, and our guest is going to be Sister Green, and she's going to give us some insight on this organization called the Church of God in Christ, or now called the Kojic, and because she's had some history in the in that particular church denomination or affiliation, and she had some, she grew up in that organization, and she can really explain and tell you some things about that particular organization, and we thank God for her, and she's going to be joining us, you know, so we thank God for her, and we thank God for you joining us on the Ready Church for Blog Talk today. So we're going to let her in. Are you there? Praise the Lord.
I'm here. Praise the Lord. I thank God for being able to join Blog Talk today. The Ready Church is always on their toes. I thank God for that. And, yes, I was I raised up in the Church of God in Christ, and I hadn't been in it maybe in about 20 years, so that's saying a lot about my age. But, anyway, I think that people need to look up the history of what organizations you are in, and because a lot of people don't know a lot of things about the Church of God in Christ, which is a derivative of the Protestant church, and there's even Mormon beliefs that's mixed in with the Church of God in Christ, which was formed by C.H. Mason. So a lot of people don't even know how the church was came about.
Yes.
So I just want to share some things, you know. People don't understand. When I lived in Memphis, Tennessee, which is one of the areas where Bishop C.H. Mason was overseer. You know, the Church of God in Christ Convention every year was like a moneymaker to Memphis, Tennessee. That's why it got so large, because they would welcome the Church of God in Christ to come and fellowship there. And they would do it. The city would be filled with people, you know, from Church of God in Christ convocation every year. They picked the dates. I don't know why they picked November 25th through December 14th, but that was the dates they had the convocation. Now I know they, you know, do the convocation all over the country, but at one time the convocation was only in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
So they basically, Memphis got rich off of this convocation. I know it brought them so much money. I remember the stores, the restaurants, the hotels, every business in Memphis profited off of this organization. You know, people would spend their money. You know how church saints dress up and get the hats, and they were wearing fur coats and everything all around. And Memphis is not a cold place. So it might be like 50 degrees, 60 degrees, and, you know, they're walking the mall. Memphis has an open mall that, you know, you go from the store to store. It's a mall, but you have to come outside. These people were walking with fur coats, and they was renting rooms. Everywhere was just sold out. Even private homeowners rented out rooms and stuff to the convocation members. So, I mean, this was a big business for Memphis when I was there. So, you know,
yeah,
they
I see
profited
that,
from it.
Yeah.
You said what?
Go ahead.
This was a big business for Memphis. That's all, you know. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. I was saying that, like, even accessing on their site, that I see that they're really charging a lot for, you know, these conferences, and they already have the they already have, like, the hotels, the Sheraton hotels, and just different ones that they have, different hotels, and letting you know that you can also buy the room, you can pay for your ticket, and they also have the convocation DVD set. They're running, like, $200.
They have a lot of money-making schemes within this convocation, which they hold once a year. But, you know, they have other meetings throughout the year also. So it's a big money-making organization. And, you know, Jesus didn't make money like that. He went with what he had, you know, and he trusted and believed that it would be there. He didn't drive in a Rolls Royce or, you know, buy these rings. They have special rings that they wear. If you're a bishop in the ministry, you have to wear these rings. And it's just so much stuff that's involved in that. I didn't know as a child. You know, I came up in W.A. Patterson's church, which he was, at first he was separate from the Church of God in Christ, and then eventually he started preaching with them, and I was in his ministry until he died, and then I went to G.E. Patterson's ministry. So, you know, I've been there for a long time, seeing the things that was going on, you know, how they built these big buildings, and, you know, when I first went there, he was having Bible study in the basement, and he was in a smaller building, but after I left, he had went and built this great big building, and then he got a second location. So he just grew from there, you know. It's so many people that's just sitting there, and I wonder, do they know, you know, how their ministry began or what they really believe, the foundation of the church? Because I didn't know. I didn't get into that until I got older and I looked back and I said, yeah, you know, that wasn't right or that wasn't right. So, yeah.
I see that they started back in, this organization started back in 1907. With the Mason, and he was a Baptist originally, and then he moved over into the, you know, the Pentecostal, and he went
He went out to California. He got with the Azusa movement, that's when he got to be. You know, he believed them, and, you know, he came back, and he just had a total different belief system, you know. So this was so long ago. I mean, people just do not go and do their research, you know. It's just sad how we as saints have everything available to us, and we don't go and do our research. The Church of God in Christ is over I don't remember exactly how many millions, but I know it's in 44 countries throughout the world. And, you know, it's okay. Like 50-something million people or something, they said. I'm not sure exactly, but I know it's in the millions that belong to this organization.
400,000 members at that time that he died. And it,
yeah.
Now it's,
it's grown.
5 million. Yes, it's grown to 5
mm-hmm.
million.
Mm-hmm.
Members,
okay,
12,000 churches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people need to understand. And, you know, they have so many rituals. And they, I was looking at them online, and I was looking it up. And I'm not really finished doing my research, but, you know, they have a lot of rituals that go back to Africa, the Egyptian
right.
Belief is what they have. So if you just research it, you will see,
right.
You know.
And that's with how they go about the burial and the...
Yeah, their burial ritual. They have a ritual they do with the... You got to be, I guess, a bishop or something like that, but they have a ritual that they believe in their burial. You know, just like
right.
C.H. Mason, he is he never was buried like, you know, we do a traditional funeral. You go and you put down, lower down into the dirt. His body is embalmed, and it's still in a glass casket in his church, which is Mason Temple
uh-huh.
in Memphis, Tennessee. He was never buried. He is still there to this day, you know. And so they have, that's a ritual that he began because they believe that Egyptian mummify, you know, the body. That's
mm-hmm.
what they believe. Mm-hmm. So just like I was saying, that's where Elvis Presley got it from, because, you know, Elvis Presley, he was buried in his, well, not in his house, they call it the gardens where he is in Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
So he got that from C.H. Mason. Elvis Presley was never put in the dirt either. So
right.
I don't know what the connection is, but I know they were done the both way, the same way, and they're both from Memphis, Tennessee. Well, they, you know, in that area, they
mm-hmm.
Got their stardom, I guess. But, yeah, it's just a lot, you know. If we go back, you know, there's nothing being withheld from us now if we do our research. And you need to research. If you're planning on making it to heaven, you need to research and see what could be keeping you from heaven, you know. It could be something that you're doing or something you're saying, you know, every Sunday morning, and you don't know. But
mm-hmm.
if you go and search and find, you know, you will see that's not right or that's not right.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know that, you know, they have on their site Nelson Mandela, you know. They say they're
yeah.
paying homage to Nelson Mandela on his site,
right.
and they have some of his quotes that says, you know, and this is a Christian organization, and they're quoting
mm-hmm.
Nelson Mandela, although people say they try to put in Christian beliefs. It says if you want peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy. Then they become
mm-hmm.
your partner.
Mm-hmm.
They have that yep. on the site.
Which we know he Nelson Mandela, he went by Gandhi's. He believed in a lot of the things that Gandhi believed in. So the religion,
of,
huh?
Yeah,
the religion
right,
that he believed in, yeah. We shouldn't be entangled in that, even though, you know, the world making it like he was God himself. That's what they're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to see what he believed, because, you know, just because he was a great man in the world don't mean he's a great man in the heavens, you know. God might not
yeah.
see you or see him as you see him.
Right.
People need to realize that. We can't have fellowship with the world like that.
That's true.
Yeah. The Bible tells us to study to see, to make ourselves approved, you know, to study and search out the scriptures. And if you search the scriptures and compare it to the beliefs of the Church of God in Christ, you will find out it's not right. Go back and study. It's not right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. And it's just like 50 years later, and this man's body is still entombed inside this church.
Uh-huh.
Say they end the convocation there, you know, every year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's not scriptural to, you know, to do that, you know, when
mm-hmm.
Moses died and, you know, Aaron died, the children of Israel, they were mourning for 30 days, but they were not gathering up a tombstone to
mm-hmm.
just worship and put inside of any, you know, synagogue or any place, you know, just like this.
Right.
These people are not it. And these people. He,
so who do you
back.
Remember, if you think about it, who do you remember that did that? Who embalmed their bodies and kept their bodies? You know, that was the Egyptians, right? The pharaohs and everything. So that's, you know, they doing the same thing. So that's not, that tell you right there, that's not biblical.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I saw a lot of things. I actually saw the body embalmed and in the glass case because when I was smaller, every year with convocation, we would go, you know, wait in the long line. I mean, we would wait maybe two blocks away, people be lined up, and you would march in and you would pass his body because his body is at the entrance of the church, his church, Mason Temple. And so I remember waiting in the cold for, you know, be able to see. I didn't understand what it was, you know, because I was so small, but I do remember that. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's something to, you know, to be embedded in somebody's mind, you know, because children are coming inside this building, and this is being imposed on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep, that's the first thing you see.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then they have their programs or whatever, you know, all the different organizations and the different groups they have. Each one of them do some type of presentation, and, you know, that's how they did that. But the city of Memphis made a lot of money. And after I left Memphis, I saw that, J.O. Patterson was in politics while I was in Memphis. And then I saw that he had made it to mayor after I left Memphis. So their family was entangled with the government there. And a lot of things that went on in Memphis was okayed by Church of God in Christ, you know. They
right.
were in politics, and they was basically running Memphis, I guess. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that in when I look too, and seeing that like a lot of the Catholic cardinals and different people that were coming in, different things like that. I was seeing that they were even at the funeral services of a lot of these bishops and different things. I know that it's like intertwined. Because you can't Catholic priest and all this, and John Paul at you know, different people's funerals and all this stuff, and you know, things are coming together. You being able to see, and about that the program, they're selling the programs on online for like $5. You know, so if you miss the convocation, you get the copy of the program or the Sunday copy of the program, or you can get the week's one.
Yeah, I'm not trying to just, you know, speak down on a certain religious group. I'm
right.
just telling you the truth, what I found. And certain people will say you judging them. God told us to judge. And you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm seeing the things that were wrong when I was there. You know, the rituals and stuff when they do the burials. You know, everything is not lined up with Christ. So, you know, if it's not like Christ, then, you know, you got to call it out. So I'm
exactly.
seeing more and more every day because they just have so many people that's led astray every day. So I just
right.
want to call that out. And it's not that I'm, you know, attacking them, but they need to, as saints, as they call themselves saints, they need to go back and research and find out where, you know, where their religion came from, their belief. They have an aim. It's called AIM, and that is
mm-hmm.
one of their, you know, it's their belief system, really. And, you know, just read it and just see if it's biblically sound, you know. It's not. And look at your leaders and see if they're, you know, what's their lifestyle. You need to follow that, you know. Follow me as I follow Christ, not as I follow my brother or, you know, my cousin or uncle, you know. That's not what the word says.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so.
I saw this, Bishop C.H. Mason lifted up even back then, you know, they were lifting him up in this photo. It's
mm-hmm.
online, you can see, so, you know, if Jesus be lifted up, not man. So you have to look
right.
at what people are doing. And it's not that we're attacking any sector, you know, people, but we
mm-hmm.
have to examine things. We have to judge. If I'm going
mm-hmm.
to receive an email from you, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be judging me. We
mm-hmm.
we do it every day. You do it every
right.
day. So that's what, you know, judging is. And so, you know, you always need to be aware of what the word says, you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
saints shall judge the world. Are you worthy to judge even the smallest matters? It was stated in Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 2nd verse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, not to take away, you know, just want to add, you need to look at what you're believing in, because I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, but, you
mm-hmm.
know, I don't, it's certain rituals, I don't believe we should just catch on and do something that somebody else is doing and not know the reason why we're doing it, you know, and let people lay their hands on you and do things like that. I remember the last time I went back to Memphis, I went to Bountiful Blessings, which is one of G. Patterson's churches, and
mm-hmm.
they had the $100 line, they had the $500 line, they had the, I think it was $100,000, and they didn't have, you know, they didn't have nothing less than that. If you had $50, they had a line for you, and if you had $100, they had a line for you. And if you had, you know, it's just different amounts, they say, to come up and bring to the altar, you know, as a offering. So I'm sitting there like, I didn't have that much money. What am I supposed to do, you know? If you don't have the money that they want at that time when I went there, you know, I'm sitting thinking, what am I supposed to do? Just keep my little $5 in my pocket? Because, you know, I believe that you're supposed to give a tenth, but nobody shouldn't be able to tell you that you need to bring $1,000, you know. And this church
mm-hmm.
is full of people. And you can believe the people were bringing the money. The lines are full. They were jumping up and bringing the money. So I know they're into the money game, you know, trying to be rich or, you know, whatever. But this is not pleasing, and I know it's not pleasing to God, because God wants to be lifted up, you know, and not man. They just,
right.
you know, this man had put in, this was since I had left, and when I went back, this man had put an elevator in a church, and it was only one floor at first when I went there. He built a second story, and he put an elevator in there, and, you know, he was working on this other church over in over on the other side of Memphis. So, you know, I just said, no, this is not right. This is not right. And it's just a showboat, really. That's what I called it. So that was my last time there. I, like I said, I've been here for many years, and so I have not been there, and I've learned better. And I know that, you know, I need to be learning about who I'm following. So that's all I'm saying today is learn who you're following. Is it Jesus Christ or is it man? You know, that's all I'm saying to the Church of God in Christ members.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking about the Church of God in Christ, also known as the Kojic. This is one of the largest, fastest growing religious organizations, and it says that, you know, they have theological seminaries, and the headquarters is in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're just trying to let you know about this organization. I was never in that organization, but we thank God that someone is here to talk with you about that organization, so, you know, you can be alert and aware and just go back and, you know, research and everything, because you may be in the organization and you may love God with all your heart, but you're not really discerning what you are into, you know, and what you're around. So this is just, you know, eye-opening. It's going to wake you to the truth, you know. I saw that there were a number of things, you know, that about the founder. He had a mental breakdown at some point in the ministry, and also, you know, I know it's the different allegations about the different members in the church. I know I'm not sure of all the different places because I'm not in that organization, but some of the scandals and different things, you know, sexual abuse, you know, a lot of it coming across, and and I know that some of it said it went back even with, you know, many years ago with Pastor Hudson. And so he was accused of some homosexual relations with one of the members or something like that in the church. But and he was kicked out of the organization, and license was revoked or something from Bishop J.O. Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
So they, it's been a lot of news going on in the Church of God in Christ. But like I said, you might be in the organization and you might not know these things. You might not know some of the things that were discussed today. But, you know, you go back and do some of your research and, you know, and be led of God, you know, because he don't want us to be in anything that's not like him and not pleasing to him. So do you have any other things to add? I know that
I just wanted to talk about Larry Trotter, which I know we can talk about at a later time, but, you know, he was the one that was in the bathtub with his granddaughter, and they, you know, they're trying to make everybody else seem like they're crazy, but we're not crazy. And, you know, what you see is wrong is wrong. And to the people that are under him, I just don't understand how you all don't see that as being wrong, the things that he's doing, the things that he's saying. You know, he said in one of his sermons that he went crazy or something like that. And he was talking about he saw, he was stuck in a curtain and, you know, behind a curtain, he saw this lamp and the voice was talking to him, and, it, you know, he was fighting with demons.